Columbus, Ohio.
I've been down so long, they look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, they look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a postal podcast for you on this
Monday morning.
I'm going to start my podcast off with an apology to my tour to MDO in Columbus, Ohio. Some time ago, I made a few negative comments about you on my podcast. And on my podcast, I want to apologize for what was said. I want to go a little further and say, over the past couple of weeks, anytime I've come to you with a question or an issue as an employee, not only did you respond to the question or the issue, you provided references, in other words, to tell me don't come back anymore. No, but I do appreciate it, and I apologize for the comments that were said.
Sorry if I led you wrong. I was just speaking what I was saying. Little niggas,
my bad. Oh, my bad.
Okay, so let's get back to our podcast for today. I'm trying to think of, are there any more managers or people I might have said some things about? You know, as we start new beginnings, however you want to pronounce that, sometimes it's important to acknowledge the past in order to move forward. Yeah, I gotta say my bad to Shell. I know you probably gonna hate me forever, but on my show, I'm saying my bad. Let's move on. In the interest of trying to keep the podcast upbeat, again, I had to shake a couple of things off of my back. Now, let's get ready for the show. And since we have a new perspective, we have a new format, so let's get started with what I like to call, drum roll please, Tour 2 Mail Handler Roll Call.
Mariam,
Reggie,
Gary,
Dave,
Frank,
Tara,
Paul,
Eric,
Rachel,
Chili Will,
Carl,
J.M.,
Jackie,
Kiki,
Leon,
Ali,
Miss
Wilson,
Joe
Son, my homie from Jersey,
Big Jess,
what's up, baby?
The Marine
who holds down the front of the apps,
Big Frank,
Katie Knapp,
can't forget Janice,
and this outstanding team.
D'Artagnan
is coached by none other than
Nichelle.
The crew for Tour 2 Apps kind of remind me of McNamara's band. Although they're few in numbers, they're the finest in the
land.
Okay, I got carried away with the personnel. Now, back to the show. Let's get started by mentioning two names. Megan Brennan and David Williams. Megan Brennan is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, a.k.a. Postmaster General. And David Williams,
COO, Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Operating Officer. And I want to say to both of them that I really appreciate the guidance that you are sending forth with concern to your postal employees. All too often, we don't spend enough time appreciating the good, we hunt the bad, but not on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
At least not today.
So to Megan and David, Postmaster General, I hope I'm not being too cavalier by just using first names, but to the Postmaster General and the Chief Operating Officer, hey, hand clap to you again for providing guidance that shows concern when it comes to the well-being of your employees. As postal employees during these current times, we find ourselves in a bit of a dilemma. Are we
glad or not glad? Are we thankful that we have a job that we can still go to? Or are we more concerned that going to that job may be of more harm?
I, for one, I'm
thankful that I have a job to go to every day. I want to say to those who may understand or view this differently, it is your right to feel how you feel. But because, again, we are subject to our own views, I'm going to say I'm more thankful that I can get up and report for work. And again, it's a small contribution to the nation. But while we are at work in our everyday walk of life, we have to be aware. We have to take extra precautions because if this virus continues to slow down the nation, again, there are preventive measures that can be taken to minimize, then we should be very proactive on taking those preventive measures. I want to answer a question again on hazardous duty pay. A lot of postal employees are reading or hearing that we are entitled to it. And I want to say that my understanding and my working definition of hazardous duty pay, the Postal Service is definitely entitled to it. I have come into the knowledge that there are companies that are providing hazardous duty pay to their employees. And it doesn't matter the commodity in which they work, they are providing a service or a product the same as we are. And if it is going to be authorized or approved for any company to receive hazardous duty pay, then I am of the firm belief that everyone who is providing product, service, or what have you, doesn't matter the commodity, during these times are also eligible for hazardous duty pay. And I'm going to, again, give you a definition of hazardous duty pay. Hazardous pay compensates an employee for duty that could result in serious injury or death. Generally, this payment is in addition to regular hourly wages or salary. There is no law requiring employees to pay hazardous duty pay. Both the amount of the pay and the conditions under which it is paid are determined by the employer. Now, Department of Labor, hazardous pay means additional pay for performing hazardous duty or work involving physical hardship, work duty that causes extreme physical discomfort and distress, which is not adequately alleviated by protective devices, is deemed to impose a physical hardship. Now, that's a definition that the Department of Labor uses. But I want to say, if there are other companies providing hazardous duty pay, allegedly AT&T, allegedly the school board for teachers, if they are providing hazardous duty pay, then the two names I spoke of in the beginning of this podcast are Postmaster General and the Chief Operating Officer. I have every bit of confidence that they will authorize hazardous duty pay for their postal employees as well. I just hope they do it sooner than later, because the sooner they do it, it's going to save them a lot of money on accounting fees as they try to go back and calculate who's entitled to what. So as I close the podcast today, again, let's all be mindful of our environment and take every precautionary measure that we can possibly take to ensure we keep ourselves safe. Quick update on the possibility of the Postal Jamming Guys performing for postal employees in the Columbus, Ohio City Gate facility. Well, I'm happy to report that I spoke with the number two man, which would be the senior lead NBO. He spoke with the number one man. It appears manager. Everyone is in favor. So all I can say,
are you ready
to experience the feel good band of the year, the Postal Jamming Guys, Dave Brantley and Tony Berkheimer, with guest keyboardist The Menu, and hopefully, maybe possibly, special guest appearance from none other than your own senior lead MDO, the saxophonist, Jeff Hotchkiss.